This is JIS News. Coming up, government acting decisively to curtail Zika threat. Health practitioners reminded of mandatory reporting of suspected Zika cases, and Education Ministry to boost math and science instruction at the secondary level. The news in detail after the break.
There are two things in life I love: swimming and being a soldier. So when people meet me and they ask, "You are the soldier that saved those ladies from drowning in the guard?" I don't let it go to my head. I'm no superstar, just a soldier who wants to serve my country well. I know I was chosen to save lives. I am Corporal Brooks, a section commander in the Jamaica Defense Force.
The Ministry of National Security, one nation, one mission.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller has assured the nation that the government is implementing effective vector control measures in light of the Zika virus threat facing Jamaica and the rest of the Americas. The Prime Minister is, however, urging citizens to play their part to stem the spread of the virus by destroying mosquito breeding sites, among other actions.
Government has also provided funding to increase Jamaica's capacity to test for the virus. At the same time, we are ensuring that adequate supplies of pharmaceuticals are available free of cost at public health facilities. Additional financial and human resources have been provided to the Ministry of Health and other government entities so that they can be more effective in their actions.
Prime Minister Simpson-Miller says the recent confirmation of one case of the Zika virus in Jamaica is not cause for alarm, but rather a reminder of the need for persons to do all they can to destroy mosquito breeding sites and prevent mosquito bites. In the meantime, the Ministry of Health is reminding all medical practitioners that it is mandatory for them to report all suspected cases of the Zika virus within 24 hours. Portfolio Minister Horace Daly says this is important for the ministry to get further tests done and implement further containment mechanisms.
Under the Public Health Act, he must report to the health authority that he suspects this case to be Zika. And then the protocol will be triggered. The family will be visited and the samples taken and sent to the lab in Trinidad.
Minister Daly says approximately 27 suspected samples of Zika V have been sent to the Trinidad and Tobago-based Caribbean Public Health Agency laboratory for testing. The health ministry is encouraging persons to visit their nearest medical facility if they're experiencing symptoms, which may appear to be that of the Zika virus. Symptoms of the virus include fever, rash, joint and muscle pain, conjunctivitis or redness of the eye, headache, and weakness. The House of Representatives has passed a bill to amend the Judicature Resident Magistrates Act, paving the way for sweeping changes to the way resident magistrates' courts operate. Changes to be implemented include the renaming of resident magistrates to parish judges and the courts as parish courts. Parish judges will also be immune from liability similar to judges of the Supreme Court. The amendment also requires persons to have 7 years' experience as a practicing attorney before they can be appointed a parish judge.
The recognition of our magistrates as judges is long overdue. Senior resident magistrates try cases that the High Court tries in other countries, for example, like Canada, Trinidad, the Cayman, Belize, and many other jurisdictions. It is a fallacious anachronism to deny the magistrate the status and title as judges.
Attorney General Patrick Atkinson piloting the bill in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. He adds that the amendment will allow for the use of modern technology to record evidence and other details spoken in court, replacing the use of notebooks and pens. And the Ministry of Education will be implementing two programs at a cost of $1.2 billion to further strengthen the quality of mathematics and science instruction in the public education system. The initiatives are the in-service training and pre-service scholarship programs. Under the in-service training program, the Education Ministry will provide assistance to math and science teachers who need to upgrade their qualification to meet the required standards. This would apply to approximately 1,400 secondary-level teachers. With regards to the pre-service scholarship program, the ministry will select 200 persons to be qualified at a first degree level to teach mathematics and the sciences. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says beneficiaries of this program will be recruited from secondary schools.
If any aspect of development of our economy and of our personal lives is to take place in this country, we are going to have to develop more of an interest and a skill in mathematics and the sciences.
Minister Thwaites was speaking in Parliament Tuesday. Of the 1,800 math and science teachers deployed to the secondary system, only about 22% are fully qualified. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.